Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
It is not possible that a man can have a right understanding of the application of the promises of God if he does not recognize that all of these promises come to men through and in Jesus Christ. He is the inheritor of all of the blessings of God. The glorious truth that is now revealed is that the sons of God, those who were hidden in him from before the foundation of the world, are made heirs and joint heirs with him. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. This truth lays an axe to the root of all of man's religious endeavors, wherein he would attempt to earn the favor and blessing of God through his own obedience. Christ is the faith of his people. They have no hope but him. He is their obedience. He is their performer. He is their lawkeeper. When the Lord came into the world as an infant of days, he was overshadowed by those angels which were given charge to watch over him. Because I have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. He came to do his Father's will, and he performed it perfectly and fulfilled the exact purpose for which he was sent into the earth, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. The Lord said that he is the door of the sheep. He calls his sheep by name, and they follow him. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. There is no time when he does not preserve them and keep them from falling. The Lord made a similar promise unto the nation of Israel, but it was conditional, based upon their obedience to the law which he had given them. They did not receive this blessing because they did not abide under the conditions upon which it was promised. This is given for our instruction, as Paul points out. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Foolish is the man who expects to receive God's blessings on the basis of partial obedience or weak faith. Apart from the perfect righteousness of Christ, there can be no fulfillment of the law, nor any blessing bestowed upon that basis. Christ is our lawkeeper, and he is that one who directs our going out and our coming in. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou hast known my down-sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. This promise is first fulfilled in Christ, and bestowed on all those who are his. Whither shall I go from thy Spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. This is the heritage of the sons of God. They have reaped the benefits which Christ has procured for them. They have inherited all of the blessings which the Father has been pleased to give unto Christ. The psalmist said, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. We cannot fully appreciate the blessings which are ours in Christ. So we are compelled to fall down and worship at his feet, even with that multitude which no man could number, saying salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb, amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever, amen. Do you rejoice in the righteousness of Christ, or do you seek to add to that which is already perfect?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.